USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In September, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border. That marks the highest monthly figure ever recorded. The majority of the apprehensions occurred between official entry points. Among the individuals, mostly from Central America, were 18 whose names appeared on the terror watch list. The White House has reportedly asked Israel to hold off on their ground invasion of the Gaza Strip so they can work to free hostages being held by Palestinian militants. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CBS Face the Nation.
But in terms of what we're talking to Israel about in their, with regard to their military operations, it really is focused on both how they do it and how best to achieve the results that they seek.
The Biden administration also wants more time to prepare for possible attacks on U.S. targets as Israel's war with Hamas continues. During a press conference, Detroit Police Chief James White updated the public on the investigation into the murder of Samantha Wool, who was the president of a Detroit synagogue. During that press conference, he urged the public not to jump to any conclusions.
We certainly don't want folks to jump to a conclusion, but we certainly understand how one could arrive at those conclusions.
Chief White went on to say that the department does not believe anyone else is at risk. Former President Trump has stated that Sidney Powell was never his attorney in light of Powell's plea deal in the Georgia election interference case. Trump took to Truth Social to clarify that despite fake news reports to the contrary, Powell never served as his attorney. He did acknowledge, however, that Powell did a commendable job representing former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in 2019 during the investigation into the 2016 presidential election. And a recent poll by USA Today's Suffolk University reveals that a significant majority of Americans are eager for the House of Representatives to get back to work. 67% believe the House should promptly elect a new speaker. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In a hypothetical presidential race, President Biden and former President Trump are deadlocked at 37% each. That's according to a Suffolk University USA Today poll. The survey encompassed 1,000 voters considering a four-way race involving independent candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West. Kennedy garnered 13% of the vote and West received 4%. As the conflict between Israel and Hamas enters its third week, Israeli fighter jets have intensified their attacks on Gaza. At the same time, the White House is urging Israel to refrain from a ground invasion. Additionally, there are reports the U.S. is bolstering its defenses in the region due to concerns that the conflict could potentially spread to Lebanon or even Iran. Today's Major League Baseball matchups could determine this year's World Series opponents. We get the details from Lance Pry.
The American League Championship Series is heading to Game 7. The Texas Rangers beat the Houston Astros 9-2 in Game 6 of the ALCS. The series will be decided in Houston tonight. In the National League, the Phillies will try to advance to the World Series tonight as well when they go up against the Arizona Diamondbacks in Game 6. The Phillies are the home team and lead the series 3-2.
More than 61,000 gun cases sold nationwide are being recalled due to a malfunction that can allow unauthorized people to access dangerous weapons. Illinois-based Fortress Safe announced this week that the biometric gun safes were being recalled. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.